We are joined by Carlos Alvarez of the Answer Coalition. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm really looking forward to talking to you. You guys had a huge weekend. For anybody listening to Kill Radio, I'm sure they know who Answer is, but just for the sake of being fair, tell me, why don't you tell me what Answer is?
Well, the Answer Coalition is a coalition of groups that came together after September 11th that saw the threat of the Bush administration of going into war under the Bush administration, and also saw the oncoming racist attacks against Arabs and Muslims here in the U.S., as well as people in general that were undocumented. So ever since then, it's been an organization that has been organizing some of the largest demonstrations against the war and against the occupation of Iraq.
And it stands for Act Now to... what does ANSWER stand for again?
Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. Yes.
Yeah, I've actually been to a few of your protests, and you always have a huge turnout. How do you get the word out?
Well, it's a process of working with very many different organizers throughout the different cities where we're located. In particular, here in Los Angeles, for example, where we had the recent March 18th, which was national, but one of the largest ones was here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Right here, we worked with as many activists as possible, and we did everything from postering the city with different activists that went out there to get the word out, leafleting all over the city, holding meetings, holding outside street meetings. Youth and students also did freeway banners where they held freeways above the held banners above the freeways so that people could see about or could look about the march and everything.
Yeah, I had someone describe that on my show a couple weeks ago as freeway blogging, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of thing. And that works out pretty well, especially for youth and students that really want to organize against the current war and occupation of Iraq.
And ANSWER is actually an international organization, am I correct?
Correct, yes. This demonstration did bring out tens of thousands, or actually hundreds of thousands in total, of people into the streets. And here in Los Angeles, it was over 20,000. In San Francisco, it was around that number as well. And in other cities around the world, actually, demonstrations were also held in cities around the world, from Caracas, Venezuela, to Turkey, to other countries where they did have demonstrations. So it was a global day of action when people went out into the streets, and on the third anniversary of the shock and awe invasion of Iraq, went out there to voice their disapproval of the current situation.
And ANSWER is a volunteer organization?
Correct, yes. It is a volunteer organization, and we do all of this by building up, like, we have also our weekly ANSWER meetings at our office in Hollywood, actually. And people can go online at answerla.org to find out more information, but it's our volunteer meetings are at 7 p.m. on 1800 Argyle Avenue, suite number 410. And usually that's when we really gather and hear analysis of what's going on in the current political situation, also reports on what's going on. But also we do a lot of active work where we actually, like, make placards or things like that for upcoming demonstrations and things like that. So,
in terms of making a difference, so what role do you think ANSWER plays in all of this?
Well, I'm one of the organizers, so it's like there's very many organizers, but my personal opinion is that it does make a big difference. It makes a big difference for people, like, you know, everyday people, just to be organizing against the war and not tied up with either political party, but a real independent people's movement that can push it, push the against the war in Iraq and really bring it to the forefront of what's going on in the current political system. So,
now, being organizers and being successful at it, I would imagine you receive quite a bit of backlash from those who support the war. How does ANSWER deal with that, with the accusations of, you know, all the nonsense we hear about protesters you know, being unpatriotic and things like that?
Well, I mean, it's something that we realize that more and more people are reacting more, how can I put this, more diplomatically about now. As time goes by and as the disaster of the war strolls on, people are realizing that we do have something that we're saying that's very credible, and that's to stop the war and occupation of Iraq. It's not just an idealistic point of view at how the world is, but it's an an actual view on what needs to happen in order to stop the exploitation and injustices that happen around the world, and one of those is the imperialist war of Iraq. We respond as best we can without being combative to those type of things. It's really something we understand. People are told so often the contrary type of information, and unfortunately that confuses people.
Yes.
But we're trying to do our best to get our analysis of what's going on out there and to the people, to the masses of people.
There's an illegal war going on, so obviously that's probably a main priority for ANSA right now. But you mentioned that you also support several other causes. What are some of the other things that ANSA involves itself in that don't involve Iraq?
Well, the thing is, we do believe all these issues are connected. For example, actually, there's a massive demonstration that is expected to happen in Los Angeles this Saturday, the 25th. And it's at Broadway and Olympic at 11 a.m., and it's for immigrant rights and to stop the new racist legislation, the Sensenbrenner Bill, mm-hmm. which is a continuation of attacks against immigrants. And it's very much tied into the war because, they so often now use the war as an excuse to just attack anyone who's undocumented, for example, and equate it to terrorism. And because of that, the exploitation of undocumented workers really puts everyone in danger just because, we can't. It's first of all, it's not okay to treat any human being as they are illegal, and second of all, when one is exploited, it's the danger exists that we can all be exploited. So it's definitely all tied in together, and that's why we're going to be there on the 25th, for example. This is one of the many different demands we put up there, but it's not that they're disconnected. We feel very strongly about them being connected and about it making it more powerful, a movement. By realizing this and by bringing in the different groups that are fighting for more issue-oriented causes.
Does ANSA operate with, does it accept donations? What kind of money do you guys work with? Because obviously it takes a lot to print out all the flyers and everything like that.
It does, actually, and March 18th was a big expense, but we survive just on volunteer donations and donations from other people, but we're completely non-profit organization, and people can also go to answerlay.org to find that out, or give us a call. Actually, if I could give out my number, the office number is 323-464-1636. We're always in need of volunteers, and we're always also in need of funds. So,
how large is ANSA in LA? Do you have an estimate? How many people are involved?
Well, it's hundreds of organizers and activists that are coming in and out of the office. It's hard to give an exact number. It's
right.
Just a lot of people that really get involved in building these organizations.
Okay, so the next event we should be looking for from ANSA is next weekend, you were saying?
Yes, it's completely a coalition of groups. The ANSA Coalition is one of the groups that's going to be involved. But there's very many organizations that are putting this on, including Latino Movement USA and Hermandad Mexicana, and other groups, well-known groups among the Latino communities especially. But, yes, that's going to be this Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. at the corner of Broadway and Olympic.
Carlos, thank you so much for calling in and giving us all this information. I think you guys are doing some really great work.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Take
care.
Bye.
Bye.